Asking the players in the dressing room about that last goal, not a lot of them, they all said they need to look at the video almost like they didn't get a good read on it. Is that goal a lack of focus, or was it just a really good play by the Sharks?
We jumped on a puck and didn't get it. You know, everybody's got a job. Everybody's got a guy. There's a loose puck sitting there. So we went for the puck and didn't get it.
Paul, you guys are still winless when trailing after two periods this season. Is there anything in the approach, maybe in the third, that needs to be addressed?
We're not sitting on it. We're not holding back. I liked our third period as much as any of our game here tonight. So I don't feel we're playing too passively. We had some chances in the third, but there's nothing in terms of. I don't think we can open up our game more to generate more.
Power play's finished 7-3 tonight. That's a pretty unusual number in the National Hockey League.
No, unusual is 8-2 in there. So 15-5 is unusual. Yeah, they're good at it. And they've always been very good at it.
Good at what?
Getting the calls they need.
Is that embellishment or is that the way they play?
I don't watch them play enough. But, I'm not going to win one argument on one call, on any of the calls. Some of them are ours. We got our sticks. We got our sticks too high.
Well, given the adversity you guys have faced, in particular this game, do you take solace in the way you guys battled, minus that last pickup, or is it?
No, we got a good enough lineup every night to win. I thought we played for the first 30, which is not good enough for us. And then we competed for 30, and that's good enough for us. So if we lost that game, haven't played the first 30 like we did the last 30, then we just walk away from it and leave it there. But we've got better to give in the first 30. I don't think solace is the right word, but that hasn't been what we've done. That hasn't been our history, so I'm not in a panic about it. I know we've got some important people out of our lineup, but we put NHLers on the ice, put good players in our lineup. It's a challenge, and so we're going to have some nights we don't like, so we're not going to panic about it, but we just solely look at our own will and fight and compete, and it wasn't every player, and it wasn't in our margin for errors then. You know, our power play, our special teams have really been the difference in this stretch of hockey. Our power play has been great, and our penalty kill really has been outstanding. Tonight, I just didn't think we were at the lather that we have been at pretty much all year in the first 30. And I didn't think, other than their power plays, I didn't feel that they were on us. So I don't think we were overwhelmed to put a lot of pucks at the net. But at 7 after their first couple power plays, but I have a higher expectation of what we're capable of, the level we're capable of working at.
Coach, what's the biggest cost of being shorthanded 7 times in a game tonight? Is it that you can never get a hold of the momentum? Is it the amount you need to play your good players?
It's the risk. First, the risk. Even if you kill them, I mean, you're at a disadvantage there, and you're burning the candle pretty hard. We're run 4 guys right now from up front, and then certainly our D get run hard on that. That's a challenge. But time, we're not scoring at a high 5-on-5 rate. We need that 5-on-5 time.
What does it take out of a team to lose in that manner?
Well, it should take a little. So there's an advantage to having a couple of days here to deal with it tomorrow and then get over it the next day. So that's a positive. You're going to have these. Every team has them over the course of years. We got to deal with this one. But yeah, it should hurt a little bit.
What point does your home record become a concern to you?
There's only one record, that's your team record. I mean, we'd like for our fans, they're great, like them to see us play our best hockey. And I haven't felt from behind the bench a big difference, to be honest with you, home or any kind of difference, home and road. I really haven't. So it's not like we're making a lot of plays on the road and we're not making them at home. So I'm not concerned in that. I think we've been pretty darn consistent. We really have. I mean, we got off to a tough stretch at home, and that affects our numbers. We're up against it a little bit right now, and we're at home. your overall record. No, we just wouldn't notice it. Wouldn't bother you. No, man, that's the truth. I mean, you don't care about the shot clock on the road. You don't care about anything. You're not there selling tickets. So when I talk about the first 30 minutes, like I said, I mean, other than their power play, I didn't think they were honest. They had a lot of pucks to the net. I thought we just weren't driving the way we can drive. So it's strictly an internal standard that I think how I assess that.
You've talked a lot about the tough stretch of hockey you're facing. What's the, you know, how do you turn the page?
I'm going to look at it tomorrow. You know, we'll look at that goal, but that won't be the focus of the meeting. We'll look at our first 30 minutes and the difference. Show that, talk about it, get back rolling and get on the road.
There's still some positives. You touched on them. But I suppose maybe the one area for concern might be the poor performance after such a dominant win against Toronto. Is that in your mind at all?
Yeah, the mistake that's made is that you think that game in Toronto was going to be played here tonight. That was 5-7 for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And we played well. They did not have a whole lot to push back with. That's a tough run they were on. We're going to see that exact scenario in Chicago when they're sitting for 4 days. So we have a standard, but I've been careful about saying this, but we got five guys off our back end out. I don't think that was the difference in the game for us tonight, but it's not going to look the same way. So expecting us to come out and dominate the San Jose Sharks is not going to happen. All right, they've got a good team. They've got good speed. The things that we didn't like about the game are the things that we hold dear to us. You're going to see some parts of games that don't look great. That's what happens when five guys on your blue line go down. So we have things that are important to us that we've brought on a really, really consistent basis this year. It wasn't quite there for the first 30. Our own standard wasn't quite there. It got better in the last 30. And it's a 2-2 game with 8 seconds left to go.